Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, back with you here. Hour number two, Wednesday, January 6th, 2021, 14 minutes past the hour on the air here on WWGH Radio. In this hour, we are going to shift from our political conversation in hour number one because there's some interesting things.
Okay, yeah. I like interesting things.
There are two things. There's been a long conversation on this station the past 2 days, and I'll start there, and then we'll work our way back to the other
okay.
Question. Now, Gavin Richards was on the show on Monday morning, and he's been on before. He was on prior to the last election, 19, 18 years old. And Monday, we got into an interesting conversation about Starbucks.
Okay.
Because I had went to Starbucks over the weekend. And he was talking of kids of his age and also adults that go to Starbucks, that Starbucks is more of a culture than a I go there because the stuff is just so good.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, okay. So our other friend, Michelle, got ticked off at this because she's listening and she feels that's not the case.
Well, she has an axe to grind. She works at a different place.
Right, but
serves
so she
coffee.
So she came in yesterday morning,
okay,
and gave us her opinion on why Starbucks is not a culture and why it's just good coffee and why it has nothing to do with social status or I'm in this group or I have this cup.
No cup of coffee is worth $3.
So, okay, so there you go. So you believe it is a culture.
It's got to be that. I mean, why would you pay so much? I can make better coffee at home, and I can do it for about a quarter a cup instead of $3.50.
So what do you think the culture is that's there?
Hipster?
Well, I mean, is it just to have the cup? That's what I believe.
Just to have the cup.
Just say, I went to Starbucks. You stand in your group and you drink your Starbucks mocha latte.
It's much like what I said about Mr. Trump. I believe that those people honestly believe it's a better tasting cup of coffee. And
do you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think they've tried them all? Do you think they've been to Dunkin's? Do you think? Well, then how would you know?
Matter of fact, I think McDonald's, and I don't like our local McDonald's, but I think McDonald's is as good a coffee, especially if you're not going to have it all dolled up, you know? My eldest son, who is a... I'm trying to think of the right word. I can't think of the right word. I love him to death. But he buys coffee that is, what is it called? It makes sure that people in Colombia are paid more for their work. Fair trade? Yeah, fair trade coffee. And I think that would be more important than buying something that has a fancy name. But
I think, and I was using soccer moms as an example.
Mm-hmm.
I think people like being called soccer moms. I think some of their kids don't even want to play soccer.
My mother, oh boy.
You've done that twice now.
Freud has got to be rolling over in his grave. My wife is a soccer mom, but she never really thought of herself as a soccer mom. But, yeah.
But I think they like to call themselves.
Yeah,
they make
right.
T-shirts.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? I mean, they wear T-shirts that say soccer. I'm a proud soccer mom or something. But in that same vein, I think they like to go out there at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and they stop and they get their coffee at Starbucks, and they're all drinking their same coffee, and they've all got the same cup.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a whole little culture thing.
It is. It's kind of what has divided this country in half. You get in one culture or the other culture. You root for one team or you root for the other team. And there is no in between. And if you don't root for them, then all of a sudden you become a bad person, you know? And I've never found anything worth calling people bad.
No, but I don't believe people go there because of the coffee.
No, I agree with
you. And when you go there, it's even hard to order if you've never been there because it's venti and grande and all these. That's a culture thing.
You know what makes me mad? I used to love their blonde, and I can't remember.
See, blonde, that's a weird thing to call a light coffee.
And it's not even that light. It's basically the way I make coffee at home. They almost always want me to drink whatever their normal brew is, and I can't remember the name of it, and I can't stand that.
But you've had Starbucks, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's the interesting thing, now that I've taken a poll this week about this. This is day number three. You have been to Starbucks. me, who has been to Starbucks, Gavin, who has been to Starbucks. Now, we all have been there, but we're just not... We're not there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We feel it is a culture. Now, we say it's good coffee. We say it's mm-hmm. it's a fine place to go, but it's just not... But the people who go there every day, like a Michelle,
mm-hmm.
well...
Yeah.
That's...
Well, I only go there because somebody gave me a gift card to it.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Are you on the air, caller? Are you there?
Whoops. Click.
Give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944.
That was the manager of our local Starbucks.
Probably. So what are you talking about? 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you, the whole thing behind that really also is that have you ever seen the line that's wrapped around? Why would you wait? You can get coffee at Tim Hortons. You can get coffee at McDonald's. You can get coffee at Dunkin', and there's no line. You're waiting for something.
Yeah, and there are a lot. Those lines get really long early.
They do.
Well, at Tim Hortons the same way. I think it's a cultural thing.
It's hoity-toity.
Yeah.
Starbucks. I don't know if Tim Hortons is hoity-toity. I don't think people look at that and go hoity-toity.
I think they tried to be, but it didn't work because Starbucks already had that.
Well, but even look at Starbucks, how they change their cups at holiday time and how they try to look
at certain... Well,
that's kind of fun. It's fun, but it's a symbol.
As a marketing guy, I think they're doing things right. As a person who likes coffee... I think their prices are exorbitant and stupid.
But isn't it just beans and water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and it's temperature, and it's also the type of beans, but yes.
So what's the difference?
You know, there is a difference. I grind my own coffee beans. I don't do it anymore because I found a really cheap coffee at a place I won't mention that I can get and make it, and it tastes just as good. But I think there are differences of beans. Some of the places, when I've gotten raw beans, sometimes there are an awful lot of green beans. You know, they're not really fully ripe. Other places, they're ripe and... look like mahogany and that sort of thing. I
just think Starbucks is... I think the coffee could taste horrible. I think you could really dislike it.
Oh, I don't think it can. I don't think they would go there if it tasted bad.
Oh, I think people would.
Because
I think they like the cup. I think they like the symbol. I think they like saying they went to Starbucks.
I like the cup, so I'm going to pay three times as much as it's worth.
But isn't that... Well, hey, don't we do that with shoes?
Don't we
do that with shirts?
No, I
refuse
to.
The public does.
Yeah, I suppose they do.
Right. So why wouldn't you do it there?
Well, I used to teach... I used to teach people good money management when I worked for the credit union. And we'd go out and talk to people that hadn't managed their money very well. One of the things that I found is people do the stupidest things. I had people that were getting help to build a home. I mean, financial help from outside sources to build a home, but they were still buying Starbucks or expensive coffee. And I would say to them, do you realize how much money you could save? And then we sit down and figure out how many cups do you buy a day? Well, I buy two. Okay, so you're spending $7 for two cups of coffee. You can make those for 50 cents. And then we'd sit down and figure out over the year how much money they'd save. It's just amazing. People have got to become more educated.
Yeah, but do you think... See, I don't believe that's money-driven. I believe that's culture-driven.
Well, yeah, but the culture is... Having come from the world of PR and all that sort of thing... they know how to manipulate us.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think somebody sits there and goes, wow, I'm paying too much for a cup of coffee. I think they say...
I do every time I go in there.
Right, but I don't think the majority does.
No.
I think the majority says, this is Starbucks. This is where I have to be. This is what everybody else in my group is drinking.
That would be an interesting focus group.
Well, you see it a lot.
Yeah.
And they have their things like, what are they... They're little cake pops.
Yeah.
Cake pops and...
way overpriced.
Yeah. But what are they? They're a piece of cake on a lollipop stick.
And they're pretty good.
They're good.
And I will say that for Starbucks. They have kept their quality high.
Well, you'd have to.
Oh, you better. If you're charging $3.75 for a cup of coffee, it better... it better do something for you.
Right, but it's a culture, not a coffee. And I think, but you notice that it has brainwashed people because, as I say, the three of us who are just occasional goers can say, yes, it's good stuff, but it's not...
$3.75.
It's not worth it. Right. Yeah. But the people who go every day, well, you're in the culture. They don't think it's a culture.
No.
They think it's just the coffee they want.
And I refer back to this year's political culture where you take one side or you take the other, and there the twain should meet.
And the tea. You know, oh, they like the tea there.
I've never had tea there. Oh, the tea's I don't a big like thing. Tea. But
black tea laced with all kinds of...
Now, if they're putting cocaine in it, I could understand that.
I don't know what they put in it. But people love in the clear cups. I think they were the first ones to do the clear cups.
And I got to tell you, by the way, since I said that stupid thing about cocaine, I am not recommending that you put cocaine in your, in anything.
Well,
in, you know, including yourself.
No, but it's a weird culture, but good for them.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, that's what marketing's all about. Finding the niche and filling it.
And if anybody would like to agree or disagree about this, 740-383-9944. Paninis. That's what they have. Paninis.
Panini.
Paninis.
Why do I know that name? What is it?
It's some kind of bread product.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But boy, that's another Starbucks creation.
Well, I often wondered, since we're talking about Starbucks, I often wondered why people go there. They don't have bacon, they don't have eggs, they don't have breakfast food. They have coffee, and then they have cakes.
Culture. Culture. It's a culture thing. Now, you can go to Tim Hortons, and they'll give you some kind of...
A breakfast meat. Sandwich.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think Dunkin' has breakfast sandwiches.
Hey, by the way, I've taken a lot of bread out of my... I'm trying to lose weight, and I've taken a lot of bread out. So those of you who work at McDonald's or Tim Hortons, I won't be in for breakfast sandwiches anymore.
No more breakfast sandwiches.
No.
You can just take the bread off.
Yeah, but they're nowhere near as good. And then they fall in your lap.
Do they? Grease and all.
Yeah.
They go down in your
nasty,
lap.
Nasty.
Oh, it's an interesting... Oh,
it's like they tell you, how are you going to have... a sandwich if you don't use bread. Well, the way we do it is we wrap it in lettuce. That's the dumbest idea I've ever seen.
Oh, I don't... You know, sometimes, like a taco salad, for example. Now, a lot of people put chips in their taco salad. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't like the chips.
They're made right here in Marion.
Right, but I can do without them. I just like the lettuce and the taco meat and the salsa and the cheese.
Okay.
And that's filling to me. I don't need the chips.
No, and that'll cut out a lot of carbs if you don't eat the chips. But, you know, it's really hard to cut carbs out. I went on the Atkins diet, and I lost a lot of weight. I got down, way down to my football weight. I did it because my son was getting married, and I wanted to put on a nice suit. But...
Vanity.
Yeah, there is a lot of vanity in my whole family. Now, where was I going with that? I forgot. Oh, well.
Hard to cut out carbs.
Oh, yeah. It's very hard to cut out carbs. And I cut them out for 6 months, and then it started creeping back in. And I noticed the other day I had gotten almost back up to my weight when I wanted to stop. Oh, well. But I lost weight in the last 2 days, so I'm
oh, there you go.
It. Yeah.
People, you have to make small strides.
Yeah.
You know?
I've told myself I'm not going to count calories. I used to try to count calories. It gets depressing when you're still on 2,500 calories a day, and there's a point where you quit losing weight, and that just annoys me. With the carbs, I kept losing weight when I didn't have carbs.
Well, what does that... You know, I've never figured that out, because obviously a lot of people feel the same way, and that's why I think the Atkins diet works for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But does that say that we can eat protein and be healthy and not have to put those carbs in? Are carbs the real bad thing for our health?
Well, it has to do with what is the term? Anyway, it adjusts your body chemistry, basically, because you're not doing as much carb. And after a while, though, you start craving carbs.
Not Dr. Atkins.
No. And
he did okay.
Yeah. And I think if you can learn to do any diet and turn it into a lifestyle, then you can be successful on diets.
But I think you cannot deprive yourself of things. The first time you say, I'm not going to have a French fry, you don't, but you want it.
Yeah.
And the next time.
And it makes you want it more.
You just should eat it. You know, one advice I'm going to try to do this in the next 45 seconds, but I always tell people, have you ever noticed people go out to eat and they say, well, I'm not going to eat anymore because they think, well, I've eaten too much. But they go home and then they eat in private.
Yeah.
In private. Just eat till you're full in the restaurant and then you won't go home and you know, carve out the refrigerator, which is much worse for you.
Yeah.
Now, that's why take in or take out, whatever they call it. I think that's not necessarily good because I think you eat more.
Yeah, I think you do too. And not only that, but, well, we don't have any time, but I think they've learned that Americans like more. So the sizes of our sandwiches have gotten huge.
We'll be back after this 60-second break. Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, 2021, January the 6th. It's a Wednesday, 31 minutes past the hour.
I had January 5th and January 6th earmarked on my phone because January 5th was the day of the election, the rerunning elections, and I had January 6th because right now they're all arguing whether the count is right or not. So it's kind of an important political day, and maybe in 100 years, people will look back on this day, and, well, it kind of depends on what happens.
Here was the other thing I wanted to get into that wasn't political, and then if we got time, we'll wrap it up.
Nah, we don't have to talk about
it. Well, you got your progressive life coming up next.
Yeah, we got plenty of politics coming. With you and Dr. Feynman. Yeah.
And then we've got Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond at 4 today, 4 to 5, and then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 to 7.
So you get all sides of the coin.
You have to. You don't want one side.
No.
You don't want a one-headed...
Then you're not educating yourself.
That's right. If you listen to only one thing, it's wrong.
It's wrong.
Now, here's what happened to me. Yesterday... Do you know anything about cars?
A little.
Well, here's what happened. Yesterday morning, I've never had a problem at all. Yesterday morning, I'm driving in here, and I stop at McDonald's to get a drink, and I'm in the drive-thru. Now,
was it a coffee?
No, it wasn't a coffee.
Okay.
I would have gone to Starbucks if it was coffee. I would have stopped a little earlier. I want to be part of the culture. So I'm waiting there in line. Now, I've never had this happen in any car I've ever driven in. The car is on. The radio's on. And the radio and the lights are blinking. The car is not shutting off, but the radio, like 1 second, and then it would come back on. And then time would pass, and it 1 second, and it would come back on.
That's weird.
Weird. Okay. So I'm thinking, this is weird. So
you
were
in line?
In line. Car's on. Car had been on.
The person in front of you must have thought, what a jackass.
Why is he doing that? Yeah. So I'm doing that, and I get here, and I think, okay, well, I'm going to have to get this looked at. I leave, and it doesn't happen on the drive home.
Because it knew it was going to go to the mechanic.
That's right. And I went out last night and to drive around, just see if it did it again. It did not. Didn't happen again. Okay, I thought, well, who knows? Next time it happens, I'll worry about it.
Moisture, maybe.
Well, so I go out this morning to get in the car, and the car doesn't start. Wouldn't start. And I'm, okay, well, I'm on a time schedule, so I call up somebody and say, hey, can you give me a ride to the station? In the meantime, but here's the weird thing. It wasn't totally dead, because I've had dead batteries before. Mm-hmm. When I turn the ignition, the dashboard would flicker.
Uh-huh.
It just flicker.
So you have it flicker, short flicker, or an open.
Right. and like the dome light would flicker.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, even when I would turn the key, the lights would still come on. It just wouldn't turn over. And
did
so,
it give you any ticking sound or anything?
Yeah, okay. ticking. So then I make the call that I need picked up. So now I have like 10 minutes till the person gets there to pick me up. So I go back out in the garage, and the dome lights are all still on. A dead battery, it'd be dead. You know, everything would just be dead, you'd think. But it's all flickering.
Not much power taken by those lights.
But it's flickering,
yeah,
which is weird. So I decide, well, I'm probably going to need a jump of some kind. So I open up the hood, and I can't remember if it was the positive or negative cable on the battery, mm-hmm, but it's covered in blue stuff.
Yeah.
Battery acid.
Was it battery acid, or was it something people put on it so you wouldn't get corrosion?
Well, only like one side had it.
It's a gel that they put on one side, and I can't remember whether it's positive or negative. One side collects a lot more corrosion than the other side, and that might have been.
That's what it was?
It could have been.
So you think the blue stuff was...
probably put there by a mechanic.
Well, obviously, maybe there had been a problem.
Or they just were trying to protect you from having corrosion on that.
Well, I turned this up to the audience this morning, and they thought that it was leaked battery acid.
Well, leaked battery acid would not go to the top of your battery.
It wouldn't go around the...
I don't think so. But...
I've had that before in cars, though.
What's that, leak?
Where around the heads.
Yeah, because... Yeah. Yeah. I really think that was probably something somebody did for you.
On the heads.
Yeah. On the battery poles.
But only on one.
Yeah. Only on one.
I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get your battery somehow set it out?
No, I haven't been home yet.
Well, the thing is, you know, I was raised on a farm, and when our terminals got all gunky and stuff, we would just use some soda water on them.
There you go. Yeah, I think he's got a point there.
It's like it's got the foaming of the mouth, you know, so it works good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can find a picture here of it.
And do you remember, is it the positive or the negative terminal that gathers so much of the corrosion? I don't remember, but one of them does. It might be the positive side.
I think it is too. Yeah. I think it may be.
See, that's what it looks like.
But
I can't see it very well.
Because especially on the farm, we was always getting tractors down that wouldn't start, and you look at the battery, and you can't see the battery for all the BS on it.
Yeah.
See, now this says that's battery corrosion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's looking.
Anyhow, just throw some soda with water.
Thank you.
Thanks. Now, so, you said it was blue stuff. Was it? Now, like that's blue, grimy stuff. That is corrosion.
Yeah, that's what it was.
It wasn't. The first pictures you showed looked kind of like it was foam, like up there in the upper right-hand corner. Isn't that?
Yeah, they say that's battery corrosion.
Okay, well, it could be. Yeah.
And it's on the head.
And it's on the pole.
Right. In this picture, it is.
I think it's the positive pole.
Right.
And, yeah, that might you might have had somebody put some gel. People do put a gel over the positive head to avoid getting that battery, not battery acid, but battery corrosion.
But how do you know if it's gel or corrosion? Because that says it's corrosion.
Well, don't lick it.
Well, no, but if I'm going to clean it, I don't want to clean the gel off, but if it's corrosion, I want to get it off.
Well, it wouldn't hurt if you clean the gel off. Either one of them, it wouldn't hurt.
But I guess my point is, let's say it is corrosion.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, would that cause the problem that I'm having?
I'm not positive, but it could. If you get corrosion and then it corrodes enough that it might cause a short... Shorts are usually really opens, but it might jump across, but I'm not that good about that.
Well, because I was turning that, I couldn't even turn the cable. You know how you can kind of turn them sometimes, you can shake the cable?
You shouldn't be able to.
Well, I couldn't with that.
Well, you shouldn't be. It should be so tight that you can't, and I know what you mean, and yes, that happens. Especially if your mechanic didn't tighten it down quite as much as they should have. But,
well, I'm thinking if I clean the head,
your battery is going to need to be recharged anyway.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Right. But whatever caused the problem, no lights came on.
I think, yeah.
And I have a battery light. Wouldn't the battery light have come on? So you have a low battery?
Should have.
If it was the battery.
Yeah, I think you've got a problem in your you know, they're all filled with these little tiny computers, and I think you've got a problem in that. But I don't want to give you any idea that I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I just, that would make sense to me as to why the battery light did not come on if the connection was being prevented because of corrosion.
Yeah. Usually, though...
Because usually the battery sensor is not on the heads. It's on the battery.
Yeah, I'm at a loss. Maybe if I looked at it, I would have a better idea. But I think it sounds like you have a problem in one of the little chips that's telling your stuff what to do. Your electronics, what to do.
Could be. But I just don't know what, because it continued, it obviously was a power issue. Because it started with the radio, and then the lights, and then the whole car starting altogether.
Along the same line, I bought a new used car, and I love the car, I still have it. It cost me $400 to have, because we started having problems like that. We found it. We took it to my mechanic, and my mechanic said, "You have mice, and they've eaten their way through all the wires." And so we had to demice our car, and the guy, and they rehooked. They actually ran new wires. This guy had a really skinny hand, so he could get down inside there. But it sounds to me similar, because we had problems. What the heck? Why is the car doing that? Well, we found out the mice had eaten the wires. Why do mice eat wires?
It's an interesting thing.
Yeah. Well, we don't have mice anymore. We found out that if you put, and I can't remember what it is, it's some sort of chemical in your car, they don't like it. And it's a natural chemical, like lavender or something crazy like that. Onions or garlic.
Garlic.
Could be that.
Well, if anybody's got an opinion, give me a buzz. I'd like to hear all of it. Well, the last caller said he'd had that issue, corrosion on his heads.
Yeah.
That'll knock your car out.
Yeah, it can. Yeah. Yeah. Clean it off and get your battery charged and see if it comes back.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to hurt anything if you wipe the gel off that's protecting it. The corrosion will come back faster. But just clean it off, and you can buy a little tool that actually cleans it, or you can just use a wire brush and get it cleaned off.
Now, somebody told me that vinegar.
Make sure you disconnect it. You don't want to get a shock off of it.
But vinegar works on it.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah, I've heard vinegar and I've heard baking soda.
Yeah. Yeah, the gentleman just called in. Didn't he say baking soda?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think baking soda is very popular, and I've heard that vinegar is. But, you know, I was saying on a much smaller scale, over the holiday I had a Christmas decoration that was battery operated, and it didn't work. First time it had never worked when I pulled it out for Christmas. So I looked inside the battery, and one of the batteries had exploded, and there was corrosion in there. And I looked up, well, how do you get rid of battery corrosion? And it said vinegar and a Q-tip. So I took the vinegar and a Q-tip and went in there. And it took a minute, but once you got it all cleaned up, it worked.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll destroy the whatever it's in. But you ought to contact Adam. I bet Adam knows about the computers that are in your car. Once you get it running, if it's still doing it, it's something in one of those little chips.
Well, I think I'll know very quickly, because if I get all that blue stuff off and charge the battery and it comes back, then I would think it's not mechanical.
If you get it all off and charge the battery and I've got a little thing that you plug into your car. How old is your car?
A few years.
Is it past 2006?
Or 2006? Oh, no.
I mean, is it newer than 2006?
Yes.
Okay. This will work. You just plug it in, and it'll tell you what's wrong with your car.
Oh, it's one of those analyzers.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I think, because clearly this just started yesterday. Whatever happened was but it could have been a long downhill spiral.
Sure could have, yeah.
Yeah, if it was continually leaking.
Yeah, yeah.
But so if all that blue stuff is gone.
It's not battery acid,
You don't think?
No, I think it's just corrosion.
Corrosion.
Yeah.
And corrosion is not a sign that the battery's bad.
No.
What is corrosion from?
It's developed by the chemical relationship of that pole, and it's only one of the two poles.
Only on one.
That pole and the moisture and air around it. It likes to corrode.
So everybody gets corrosion regardless.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And that's not a sign that a battery is bad.
Not necessarily, no.
So this
can be.
Right, but so this could just be corrosion blocking the connection.
Yeah, and you may find that once you clean that up and take the, you'll need to take the terminal off of it to clean it, but make sure when you put it back on, you get it on nice and snug. I think you'll, and get your battery charged, unfortunately. I think you'll find that, you could just jump it and drive
jumping
it for a while. Yeah,
yeah, well, that'd be easy enough to do. Yeah. So I am going to work on that today.
I have
today.
Cables out in my car if you want to jump.
Well, I just noticed that the when I saw that corrosion, we're going to go to break here, but when I saw that corrosion, I thought, this has to be something. So we're going to go to break and come back in 1 minute.
Okay.
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on the air, our what's the old car?
Car talk
here. Fixing
I
the
love
cars.
That show.
Yeah, well, they were helpful.
And they were funny.
We need one of those right now.
Yeah. One of them passed away.
That's, did they?
Yeah.
Well, that's a tragedy.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Can corrosion on one of your battery heads cause your car not to start and your lights to dim, flicker? I never had a car flicker. That's weird.
I have no idea. And you better start calling them battery terminals because nobody will know what a battery head is.
I've had dead batteries.
Yeah.
But the car just doesn't do anything.
How long have you had this battery?
Well, I don't know.
It's a new car.
Yeah, it came in the year.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm just saying when you have a dead battery, nothing happens. You try to turn it over, no lights light up.
Click, 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 click.
That's not what's happening.
Okay.
You know, the lights are still on right now. If you were to go in there and turn the lights on inside, it would come on.
It depends on how dead the battery is.
Right, but I've never had a battery that just partially died.
Oh, I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Mr. Scott.
Yes.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing okay.
Excellent, excellent.
The answer to your question is yes.
Oh, that can happen.
If a brake contact after it's been on there so long.
There you go.
That it breaks contact. You'll probably get that off and clean it up and take a good brush or whatever, a little wire brush, or they make a cleaner thing for that. It slides over the post and you can clean them. But once you get that cleaned up, put back on, I venture to say it'll start by itself. You may not even have to charge the battery.
Now, have you ever known lights like on your dashboard to flicker or your radio to go in and out
like
that?
Right, right. It's like mine did when I done mine. It was my positive post.
Yeah, I think it is.
And then, I turned and done mine, and it even like when you're driving down, the motor will like kick or something when it gets ready to break contact. It gets a little jolt in the motor, and your motor will kind of like it's going to die down and then kick back up.
Well, because vinegar did work for me on that thing. Is vinegar a good tool?
They say it is, but I have never tried it. I mean, just like the guy said this morning with the Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
They told him, he said, you know, it would dissolve it down. And I've heard all that, but I've never tried. I just take my brush thing and clean it up. But I had mine do it here just a while back.
Yeah.
It was all corroded with the acid. And what caused that is a bear, every now and then you get that arc and stuff, and eventually it builds that all up around there and causes that acid buildup when you get that little arc all the time, and finally it just breaks contact.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to know this, because there's nothing worse than when you go out in the car in the morning and you turn that thing on and nothing happens. Yeah.
Especially in the middle of the winter.
Yeah. That's what made me think when you've done that, because usually if you got a battery, it gets that, you know, and you just lost it. I mean, it just finally arced out that I would even bet to say that if you loosen it up and just wiggle it would do it, but you want to clean it up first. It'll probably make contact again and start.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate the advice. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
And I'll report back tomorrow once clean all this up.
Where is your car? Is it
back? In the garage. It never started.
So you are here alone.
Yeah, but I got a pickup coming.
Oh, okay.
I let him know what time I'd be out of here today.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
But I thought in the beginning, I thought, well, maybe it's electrical, like you said, because of the flickering and all this sort. But then, you know, you look at that battery, and there's obviously some issues there.
Yeah, you've got corrosion.
You've got corrosion there, and you can't let that go.
No.
But, you know, you would think there'd be some kind of telltale sign of that.
How often do you look at your engine? Not very often.
No, why would I look at it?
Yeah, right.
What's to look at?
So, it didn't happen instantly. It's been building.
I ain't got that kind of time to be looking at my engine.
Oh, me.
Oh.
I remember one of the reasons why people loved Volkswagens is because even I could repair a Volkswagen, but you can't repair these new engines.
No. That's what I was saying this morning.
Yeah.
You know, you used to be able to lift the hood up and whatever was steaming, you put a plug or some tape on and you go right down the road.
That's right.
Now, boy, you even just touch the wrong thing, the car will not turn on.
You might ruin it.
Thousands of dollars worth of damage later.
Yeah. Car, what is that? They're really advertising right now those insurance policies to protect your car from damage, well, from engine problems. But they cost, $4,000, $5,000 to repair your engine.
Hardly worth it.
No, yeah.
On a used car.
Yeah.
But, you know, the funny thing about this car is, this car, the year I've had it, nothing. Not even a slight issue.
That's good.
And I drove it to Nashville.
Yeah.
So it just, for it all one day to come trickling down like that was weird.
Well, it's not been all one day. It's been several months building.
But I wasn't looking at my engine.
You got to look at your engine every once in a while.
If I went to Starbucks more often, I'd have time because I'd be in that line every day.
But you wouldn't have any money to fix it.
No, but I could get out and look at it. I bet their coffee clears corrosion. That's some high-dollar coffee.
That idea about putting Coke on that is a pretty good idea.
I think Coke would do it.
Coke will.
I have a can of Coke in my refrigerator.
Coke will eat anything off of anything, including your teeth.
Yeah, but I've got a can of Coke left over from the holidays in my refrigerator.
Open?
No.
Oh.
No. And I've also got vinegar, because that's what I use to clean the thing at Christmas. The battery-operated thing.
Good old thing, yeah.
The only thing I think I don't have is baking soda. I don't know if I have any baking soda.
Okay.
Will a brush break that up?
Oh, yeah.
It seems
hard. A wire brush.
A wire brush.
Yeah, you can't use a soft.
What if I just hit it with like a...
That won't help.
No hammer? Hammer won't bust that stuff up?
It'll make you feel better, but it won't help.
A hammer won't bust up corrosion?
It probably would. It would also bust up the battery that you're pounding.
Darn. Well, how often do you need to clean this corrosion off?
You should look at it every year.
Oh, every year. Well, here I'm doing it.
There you go.
This will be my reminder.
Obviously, you should have done it every 6 months.
No, it's been a year.
I know, but you should have done it.
But I've had the car.
Yeah.
Now, see, it might have been longer. Maybe nobody's even touched it.
Yeah. And it used to be when I was a kid, the guy would come out at the gas station, would come out, lift your hood and look at that stuff and change your oil if you need it or, you know, top up your oil. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, our little city bus driver who listens to the program here every day, she was no help this morning. Now, here's what she did. She calls in and she says...
Just lost that.
She loves the station. She said, listen, Scott, why didn't you call your neighborhood bus driver? I would have been glad to pick you up and bring you in. And I said, oh, okay, well, what time do the buses start running? 8:00. I said, well, that doesn't work. I got to be here at 8:00.
Yeah, but maybe she could pick you up on the way to go to work. I don't know.
Anyway. I always thought I'd like riding. You know, it's $1.25.
Yeah, $1.25, and it works quite well.
Have you taken it?
Yeah. couple of times.
Yeah. See, I think I might do that. If this were a bus that ran past 4 o'clock in the evening, I might be a bus person.
Yeah, and it's really nice. I used to ride electric train to work when I was at DePaul in Chicago, and it's kind of relaxing to have somebody else drive you to work. You know, you can do some work. Now, your drive is what, 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Max?
Yeah. 10 minutes.
Yeah, you're not going to get a whole lot of work done there.
No, but the way the bus driver drives, it might take longer. Might take me a half hour, 45 minutes to get down here.
I'm the good guy. He's the bad guy.
I'm just saying. You know those buses, they have to drop off other people.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it does take a little longer than if you were driving yourself.
Straight shot.
Yeah.
But I wonder if I would get preference. Do you think that when...
Are you entitled?
Well, I think I should be because, you know, I'm coming... She's listening on the radio, yeah. So I'm not going to be here if I can't make it.
Well, I'll leave it up to you two. I'm not going to get involved in that.
Maybe I'll do the show one day from the city bus.
There you go. That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Yeah, yeah. As we drive around town?
Interview all the people as they're getting on and off.
Wonder if she'll charge me $1.25 if I'm doing the show from the city bus.
She doesn't own the bus, so I think she'll charge you $1.25.
No, but I bet you could get by. Don't you think?
Well, I wouldn't try it. I would just pay the buck and a quarter. It's worth it.
740-383-9944. If you've got anything to say, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you.
I see you're looking at several texts that are coming to you in front of that picture of where I'm expecting a bomb to explode.
Let's hope not.
I'm really worried about it. There were
a lot of people there.
Scott is watching the
it's
Trump.
On Facebook. I don't know that I'm watching it. It's just there.
Okay. Well, it's, yeah, but it's the Trump what are
Save
they?
America March in Washington,
D.C. Save America
DC.
March, yeah.
There's a lot of people there.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah, I hope that we don't have any violence. And I'm
hope
afraid
not.
We might. But
just don't gloat.
Yes, don't gloat.
Let them have their rally, and we should not gloat. I don't really care what goes on right now. I'm worried about the corrosion on the car terminal. Everything else right now is unimportant to me.
I had a message from Dr. Feynman, and I'm really trying to figure out what he's just saying, ha, ha. We must have said something.
Oh, did something funny go on?
I must have. Yeah.
I don't think Dr. Feynman's probably a mechanic.
I doubt it.
I don't think
that's
he's out there.
That's why he's a doctor.
Wouldn't you like to see him out there under the hood with some rags? And
no.
Out there,
I wouldn't like to see me out there doing that. So, I wouldn't like seeing you out there.
No, you know, I have no interest in that.
Yeah, I don't.
I appreciate the people who do, though.
Yeah, I do too. And if you find a good mechanic, they're worth their.
Somebody who's not going to. Abreeze you?
Yeah. I had a mechanic here in town. I absolutely loved them, but they went out of business, and probably because they weren't charging me enough.
See, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You got to keep them in food and clothing houses and all sorts of things.
Now, I've changed it to my other, to another place, and then they were owned by a national company, and then they decided to do away with that, so I won't. Now I'm free for anybody to market to.
Just put this prediction down.
Okay.
That the next time there's a Senate race in Georgia for the two seats that went Democratic, they will both go Republican.
Yep.
Not based on the job of the two men who looks like are going to win, just because this is an anomaly based upon stimuluses, presidency.
Do you think Reverend Warnock... if I'm pronouncing that correctly, do you think he might have gotten more of a nod because he was a minister of Ebenezer Baptist Church?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it wouldn't me either. And that's fine with me, but my dad was a minister, and he probably would have been...
Oh, Trump's at the rally.
Oh, okay. He would have probably... my dad would have probably been voted the mayor of... he would have been Buttigieg's predecessor, because we live in South Bend, and they loved him there. I never understood that.
Did you hear Judge Joe Brown say he's thinking of running for mayor of...
No, I missed that.
Yeah, where he is.
Mayor
there.
Of what?
Well, I think he... I want to say... I know
Los
he's in
Angeles?
Georgia. He's in Georgia.
Oh, he's in Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll win. Mayor, he'd win.
Oh, well, he's got name recognition out the wazoo.
Right. Well, and mayor's not a big, and mayor's not a, it's not like Senate or Congress.
No, not quite. No, Mayor Schertzer might disagree with you, but.
Well, that's okay. He's entitled.
He's not here.
He's not entitled at this point. Well, name me one mayor who you know outside of the state of Ohio who's a big deal.
From New York. What's his name?
Right. Well, we always know the mayor of New York. We knew Dinkins and Mayor Koch. I interviewed Mayor Koch once. Holy mackerel. Interviewed him a couple times.
Holy mackerel.
He was cranky.
Was he cranky?
And he was a Democrat and a big, you know, but he was a cranky guy, that Ed Koch.
I'll be darned.
Interviewed Ed Koch quite a few times.
Dr. Feynman says mayors are a big deal. He just texted me.
Name me one mayor.
I named you one.
Name me a mayor in Michigan.
A mayor in Michigan. Now, I should know that because I used to own property in Michigan, but I don't know who the mayors are. No, I agree with you. Mayor is not as big as senator.
Because you only have to win in the city limits. You don't even have to win in the county.
I don't understand this.
Judge Joe Brown will be the next.
Okay.
You ask Dr. Feynman. Doctor, you're listening. Will Judge Joe Brown be the next mayor of wherever he is in Georgia? Of course he will. If he wants to run.
Yeah.
So he should run.
Okay.
Why not?
If Dr. Feynman heard Mayor Joe, or Mayor Joe. I'm
Judge.
Already, I already advanced him. If he heard him this morning, he wouldn't vote for him, I'll guarantee you.
Well, I don't think he's allowed because he's not in Georgia.
No, he's in Florida.
Joe Brown will win. That's my prediction as well. All right, we've got a progressive.
Dr. Feynman says, who cares?
Who cares what?
About whether he wins or not.
Well, you just said mayors were important. Well, that's kind of contradictory, don't you think? Progressive Life from 12 to 1, and then we've got an offbeat news and trivia from 4 to 5, and 6 to 7 with the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon.
It's about time to say goodbye.
Doctor should be consistent. In his opinions.
Okay,
if the mayors are important, then he's got to care about Joe Brown, who'll be the next mayor of Georgia, whatever city in Georgia. Coming up next, a progressive life.
I'm going to help him, because he's not helping me. And I'm a very nice guy, but he is not being nice to me.
Well, Donald, that was on my list of things to ask you about, because
I had to get right to it, because I just cannot get over that he's doing this. It makes no sense.
Well, he said, and this is his quote, he said, I'm going to get Kasich's quote right here. He says, why would I feel compelled to support someone whose positions I kind of fundamentally disagree with?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, but doesn't he know we're in the same party? I mean, Mike Pence and I don't agree on anything, nothing. And he's my VP. And then I was thinking about Chris Christie, who I've mentioned many, many times before. I like Chris. He gets my dry cleaning. He gets, you know, fast food for it. He just runs all these amazing errands. You know, he'll shut down an entire bridge just to get us some Chinese food. It's really, really incredible. I have to say that. But, you know, I like Chris. You know, and he's like most Americans. He's like most Americans. Type A personality, type 2 diabetes. But the issue that I saw with Chris was, and, you know, we've already had problems with the Trump-Pence logo. I think you know about this. But I was afraid with Chris they were going to make jokes. And I don't like to be made fun of. And they were going to say Trump and plump. And I didn't want that for Chris. You know what I mean?
What about 100,000 protesters in Cleveland this week? Does that give you pause?
I think that's fantastic. I mean, nobody has more protesters than me. And wait till the riots. You're going to see fantastic riots in Cleveland. These are going to be the best riots you've ever seen. I inspire amazing riots. And these are going to be top-notch riots.
Well, I tell you what, Donald, I know it's such a busy time for you. I can't thank you enough. I know you dislike the media, but I always thank you for stopping by.
Well, you know, Scott, you've always been very to me. You don't hit me with any of the ball questions, which I think is great. I